A cheap, simple antenatal test and low-cost treatment could halve the number of stillbirths caused by syphilis in Africa, and many infant lives could be saved elsewhere. This is the finding of a study published in the medical journal The Lancet by scientists from London and Switzerland. Professor David Mabey from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine wrote the commentary on this research, and I asked him first about the significance of syphilis in Africa.
Well, Africa is the worst affected continent, especially sub-Saharan Africa, where on average it's been estimated that about 6% of pregnant women have syphilis. There's quite a bit of variation. It seems to be commoner in East and Southern Africa than in West Africa, for reasons we don't really understand.
Can you tell me what was done in this meta-analysis done by Sarah Hawkes and colleagues?
So what they did, they looked at publications describing strategies to improve uptake of antenatal screening for syphilis in a number of countries, again, mostly in Africa. So essentially, what they were looking at was, can you increase the proportion of women screened by testing them on site rather than sending the blood off to a lab and telling them to come back next week? Various interventions of that kind.
And what are the statistics about neonatal mortality in Africa at the moment?
Okay, well, we know that from the days before we had penicillin, that if a pregnant woman has syphilis, she has a 25% chance of delivering a dead baby, a stillbirth. And if her baby is born live, there is a 20% chance it will die in the first 4 weeks of life. So that's almost half the babies of women with syphilis will die in the first month of life.
And in fact, how many babies are dying in Africa?
Well, the statistics are not all that reliable. The problem is that although in every country, more or less, it's policy to screen pregnant women for syphilis, it's not really happening. So the data are not good, but the best estimate we have, a publication in the Bulletin of the World Health Organization a few years ago, suggested that it's just under 500,000 babies in sub-Saharan Africa who die every year due to syphilis.
And what has this meta-analysis established?
It was about 10 studies that they looked at, and essentially the broad conclusion was that if you really are serious about screening pregnant women for syphilis, you must screen them on the first occasion they come to the clinic and treat them on the spot. And if you do that, you will greatly increase coverage. If you tell them to come back next week, a lot of them won't come back, or the result may get lost or whatever.
And in round figures, how much screening, what proportion or percentage of screening is happening at the moment?
It's been estimated, again, you know, this is really more of a guesstimate, but probably less than 50% of pregnant women in Africa are screened, a figure probably around 30%. Certainly in Tanzania, where we've done a lot of collaborative studies, it's about 30 or 40% of pregnant women are screened.
And yet babies dying from the mother having syphilis is completely preventable, isn't it?
It's entirely preventable. If all women were screened before the third trimester of pregnancy and given a single shot of penicillin, then there would be no bad pregnancy outcomes due to syphilis.
So what finding comes out of this study?
The conclusion is, as I say, that all women should be screened and tested on the same day, tested and treated on the same day, testing and treatment. Now, this has been difficult, especially in rural clinics, which have no lab. But in the last 4 or 5 years, we now have very simple tests that don't require a lab, can be done anywhere, just need a drop of blood from a finger prick. No electricity, no lab supplies. All you need is the test, which is a kind of a dipstick type of test, same as is used for testing urine, for example. And this can be done anywhere. It costs 50 cents. So really, there is no reason now why all women can't be screened.
You have worked extensively in Africa. What are your recommendations now?
I think that these rapid tests should be rolled out across Africa. I was just at a meeting in Tanzania a couple of weeks ago with the WHO African office, where we were encouraging there. I think there were representatives from 8 countries in Africa. We were pointing out the advantages of these tests, reminding people of the terrible mortality due to syphilis, which many people have forgotten about, and showing there's a simple answer.
Now, in these hard economic times, of course, there are lots of priorities for any particular country. So how does this one stack up against all the others?
Well, you know, it is so easy to screen women now. We know that 90% of pregnant women go to antenatal clinic at least once, even in rural parts of Africa. When you have them there, you take a drop of blood, you screen them, and you give a shot of penicillin to those who are positive. I mean, there are not many health interventions that are that easy. For example, a great deal of money is spent on preventing mothers infecting their babies with HIV. This is much more difficult because you have to put the mother on treatment. You then have to treat the baby. You have to follow the baby up. You have to continue treatment if the baby is breastfeeding. So it's far more difficult logistically and far more expensive. Screening and treatment for syphilis is dead easy and extremely cheap.
One shot of penicillin does it, doesn't it?
One shot of penicillin will prevent adverse outcomes due to syphilis, and this has been shown to be one of the most cost-effective health interventions available. Mm. It costs, you know, the test costs 50 cents, the treatment costs less.
Does the same sort of message apply to other parts of the world, do you think?
To some extent. So, for example, there's a huge epidemic of syphilis in China at the moment, which is ironic because China is the one country in the world that's actually eliminated syphilis in the 1960s. But it's now come back with a vengeance, and there is a huge epidemic among, mostly among migrant populations there. In South America, there are some populations where there's a lot of syphilis, and we've been collaborating with a group in Brazil who have been using these new tests to screen indigenous people in the Amazon. These are people who've never had access to any form of healthcare. They've never been screened for anything. And we found about 1% of them have syphilis.
So, summing up, what would you say is the bottom line message coming out of all of this?
I think the bottom line is that syphilis is killing 500,000 or more babies a year. This is entirely preventable. It's very cheap to prevent it. And it's really a disgrace that this is still happening.
David Mabey, Professor of Communicable Diseases at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.